You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you are tuned our way. We're trusting and praying that the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service to this precious people today. We know that you have your eye upon everyone. We also know that you love everyone, you're concerned for them. So we pray that you'll bless our congregation today. We trust that you'll help us as we endeavor to present the gospel, that it too shall be a blessing to our congregation. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Without him I could do nothing. Without him I surely fail. Without him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Without him, how lost I would be. Without him, I would be dying. Without him, I'd be enslaved. Without him, hopeless, but with Jesus, thank God, I'm saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away. Without him, how lost I would be.
Brother Roger Hood singing for us, Without Him. And I trust you noticed, as he was singing that song, the various things that he mentioned. We would be lost. We would be dying. We really wouldn't have life. We wouldn't have hope. In a world of sin and wickedness and evil today, how good it is to have Jesus Christ. For to have Christ is to have life, and to be without him is to be dying indeed. Everyone can have Christ if they will but come to him with a broken and a contrite heart and seek him with all their heart. Thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with you. And if you'd like to hear our broadcast again or some of the previous broadcasts, we invite you to go to our webpage, for we have a number of broadcasts and also other services and also our monthly Way of Truth magazine, a number of issues there on our webpage. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway.
Our subject for today's broadcast, What Mankind Needs. I'll be reading from Psalm chapter 8, beginning with verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Man has many needs. I will limit my thoughts today on this broadcast to the spiritual man. God made man upright. He made man in His own image, so we read in the book of Genesis. That means, of course, that man was made without sin, that he was made a holy being. And of course, whenever God formed Eve, He made her a holy being also. So man was made upright, and he was made in the image of God. And that doesn't necessarily mean physically, because God is not a physical being, but from the moral and spiritual standpoint. And man sinned. But why did he sin? Man sinned because his love for God was transferred to some other thing. You remember reading in the book of Genesis how the tempter came to Eve there in the garden and tempted her to disregard, to disobey the word of God. She clearly understood what God's command was, And she repeated that command to the enemy who was tempting her. But because he was successful in getting her to transfer her affection, her love, from God to the thing that he was tempting her with, she sinned, and she gave to her husband, and he did sin as well. So man sinned because his love for God was transferred to some other thing. Now his desires before the fall was innocent, and they were holy because he was holy. But his desires became the occasion for sin. And the Apostle James said, "Let not a man say, when he is tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own desires and enticed." And so Adam and Eve sinned because their desires were transferred from God to some other thing. And the same thing will happen to an individual today. Whenever you put something ahead of Almighty God, then you're bound to sin. As I have said many times, anything that you put ahead of God becomes your God. So every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own desires and enticed. Therefore, we need to guard and we need to watch that we not desire those things which are sinful and wrong. Man, we're talking about what mankind needs. Man is lost and he needs a guide. Yes, whenever a person is lost, they need someone to guide them. And every sinner is lost. Someone is quoted as saying, a member of some denominational church, when someone asked him, "Have you found Christ?" He said, "Well, I didn't know that he was lost." Well, it isn't Christ that is lost. It is mankind that is lost, and he does indeed need to find Christ, for he needs a guide. And the Lord will be a guide to those who are willing to obey his instructions and follow his leadership. How does man become lost? Look at three parables in the book of Luke, chapter 15. First of all, the parable deals with a lost sheep. He became lost by his inattention or his lack of attention to following the shepherd. Yes, he became lost because he did not pay attention to the shepherd and to stay with the rest of the flock, and he wandered away. The second one is the parable of the lost coin, and some become lost through the neglect of others. Yes, some people become lost through the neglect of others. And the third parable is the parable about the prodigal son, which possibly is the more familiar than some of the other parables. But this parable tells us about a son who deliberately left his father's home. So he was lost, the prodigal son was lost, because of a deliberate choice on his part. Men love darkness, we are told in the scriptures, rather than light, because their deeds are evil. Therefore, man needs a guide. And so the prodigal son made a choice. He asked his father to give him his inheritance, and not many days after that, he took it and left. It was a choice of his own. And, beloved, every one of us must make choices. Yes, every day we make choices. And if a person makes the wrong choice, they're going to go into darkness. They're going to go into sin. They're going to be lost, just like the prodigal son went into a far country and there wasted his substance in riotous living. But thank God, in regard to that parable, the son came to himself and returned to father's house. Now, man is sin sick. We don't usually think about that in that light, but the soul is indeed sick. Man is sin sick, and he needs a physician. Jesus said that in his teachings, as recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 9. He said those that are well did not need a physician, but those that were sick. And he said to the people, go and find out what that means. He was not talking about literal sickness in that case, and he was not talking about seeking out a literal physician. He was talking about the sin-sick soul and how that sin-sick soul needed a physician. People were finding fault with Christ, criticizing him because he was keeping company with sinners, because he was going into their homes and eating with them, and they were criticizing him and finding fault with him. So Jesus said, the well do not need the physician, it's those that are sick. And again, he was talking about sin sickness. And the sinner is indeed sin sick, and he needs a physician. And in this instance, there is only one physician, and that physician is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, sin is a disease that affects the soul, it affects the mind, it affects the body. No earthly physician can cure you of it. I say no earthly physician can cure you of this sin-sick disease. Only one physician can do that. And this disease does affect the soul, but it also affects the mind and it affects the body. And I don't have to go into detail with that, how many people have died with lung cancer because of tobacco. How many people have sclerosis of the liver because of their drinking of alcohol. And how many have, as it were, blown their mind because of disease. So sin is a disease that affects the soul, it affects the mind, and it affects the body. And there's no earthly physician that can cure you of this disease. Jesus Christ is the only one. This disease brings eternal death if you are not cured of it, or in other words, if you are not saved from it. Yes, this disease, the disease of sin, will bring eternal death if you are not cured from it or of it. You must come to the Lord, accept him as your Savior, be delivered from sin and its bondage, and live a righteous and a godly life, or else it will be eternal death, eternal separation from God. The words whole, heal, and holy are all from the same root word. Jesus is the only physician that can heal you of sin sickness. Man is a slave, and he needs a redeemer. Whosoever committeth sin is the slave of sin. So we read in John 8 and 34. Yes, sin, he who is bound by sin makes a person a slave, and he is not able to deliver himself, he is not able to free himself. But there is one who is able to set you free. There is one who is able to deliver you from the bondage of sin. For whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Now, sinful habits that bind, and I already referred to some, but there are many sinful habits in the world, and all of those sinful habits bind. But we read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, where he prophesied that there would come one who would open the prison house and would set the captive free. And we find in the book of Luke how Jesus went into the synagogue there in Nazareth, and he was handed the scroll of Isaiah, and he turned in that scroll to what we know as Isaiah 61, and he read in there about how one would set the captive free, would open the eyes of the blind, and how he would open the prison house, and he would let them go free. He handed the scroll back to the rabbi there in charge, and he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your hearing. In other words, he was saying, the one that Isaiah prophesied about is standing here before you now. So Jesus Christ came to set the captive free. He came to open the prison house. He came to deliver you from slavery, from the slavery of sin. Sinful habits do indeed bind, regardless of what habit it may be. Jesus gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Now the word peculiar there in Titus chapter 2 verse 14 that I've just read, that word peculiar there is to be understood as a separate people. Let me read it again. Jesus gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a separate people, zealous of good works. In other words, Jesus Christ gave himself to separate us from sin and from its bondage. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And again, the words of the Lord Jesus, as recorded in John 8 and 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. We are free from sin, and we are free to serve God and live in obedience to his word. Now, man is a servant, and he needs a master. Yes, Jesus Christ delivers us from the servitude of sin, but whenever we become a child of God, we become his servant. And we do indeed need a master. And what a precious master he is. Whenever you consider the two, whenever you consider Satan, the slave driver, and you consider Christ, what a difference there is. Everyone who hears the gospel and knows that there is deliverance in Jesus Christ should, as it were, jump at the opportunity of changing masters, of getting free from the servitude and bondage of sin and Satan, and becoming a servant of God. You could not have a better master than Jesus Christ. No man can serve two masters, remember? Jesus said that, and it's true. No man can serve two masters. Then why not serve Jesus Christ? Why not choose him as your master rather than Satan? Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves, servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. And notice what the Apostle Paul said here. This is a responsibility and a choice that every one of us must make. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves, servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death? Notice that if you yield yourself to servant, to be a servant of sin, you're yielding yourself to death. Yes, and eventually eternal death. But if you yield yourself to Christ, you are yielding yourself to righteousness, and in the end, eternal life, not eternal death. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Romans chapter 6 and verse 18. Yes, in Christ you have a new master, one who loves you, one who cares for you, one who is interested in you, one who will do best by you. Now, there are various ways or reasons why man sins. Because he wants to, because of the lack of self-control, because he is enticed, and so forth. But I would ask you to consider the cost. Do you really want to be lost for a never-ending eternity? Do you really want to be lost for a never-ending eternity? That's what sin will cost you. For the wages of sin is death. Yes, the wages of sin is death. And we read in the 20th chapter of Revelation, also the 21st chapter of Revelation, about those who were cast away from the presence of God, going away into that lake of fire, which is the second death, which is eternal death. But The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The choice is yours to make. And of course, our sincere desire is that you would choose Christ and choose life. What mankind needs today is the saving, keeping grace of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today, and we're trusting that the words that have been spoken, the scriptures that have been quoted, will be a blessing to our precious congregation. If there be those listening who are unsaved, we pray that you, by your love and by your Spirit, will convict them and draw them to Christ. For you said, in the day that we seek you with all of our heart, then we will be found of you. So work in our congregation today. Get honor and glory to yourself. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and we do trust that it is proving to be a blessing to you. If so, why not let us know? It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to write and let us know that our broadcast is a blessing to you. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Let me also say that if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, I trust that you'll feel free to send it in. We do believe that God hears and answers prayer. We believe that God loves us, and He has told us to cast all of our care upon Him. So if you have a prayer request, feel free to send it in. Our mailing address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, there are a number of messages in addition to a number of our radio broadcasts there on our webpage. Also, there is a place on our webpage where you can submit your name for our monthly Way of Truth magazine. And there are a number of our magazines posted there on our webpage. So we invite you to visit our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast, and we'd like to invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Love.